Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This week is your last chance for this incredible and incredibly easy to enter Alice Escape. An escape. We are sending some lucky winner to see Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas. Here is how it works. We have an app. It's called the Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to our radio show live. You can listen to the station all day long. You can get podcasts on there. Everything you want audio-wise. Available on Odyssey. Log into your Odyssey app, listen for at least 60 minutes to Alice at 97.3, and that's all it takes. You don't have to do anything else. Be logged in and listen for 60 minutes. You get a daily entry, one entry a day, every day, for your chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see Justin Timberlake, T-Mobile Arena, May 10th and May 11th. Two shows. Three-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, all the details. Maybe I'm talking too fast for you. I don't know. Odyssey app, get it. Hurry, it's free. Go to RadioAlice.com. All the details are there. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Go to RadioAlice.com, my friend. All the info you need is there.
All right.
I feel like I'm just belaboring that point. It's May. Yeah, it's like, what is that, a month from now this stuff is going down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, today's
That's
the 11th.
Right.
Like exactly a month from now, you could find yourself in Las Vegas. Oh, my God. Oh, Vegas and JT. What did you say the other day? You said JT and LV.
Oh, did I? That was me, I think.
Yeah, put that on the list of things that Vinny came
out
with.
Don't do that.
I don't have a list for Vinny yet.
Let me know.
Let's get a list
for Sarah. Just add it to Sarah.
He did something yesterday that was good.
He did?
Yeah.
I never do that.
I have to make one right now.
Just put it on the list of things he doesn't know how to pronounce. That's a good line.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
Put both those things on today's and
she's in a mood.
Oh, my God. Who are you, human? What the? Hi, everyone. Eminem wants his stans to share their story. There's an upcoming documentary, and it is about stans, I guess. Eminem is asking his fans for their help with this documentary. It's currently untitled, but it does seem to be all about the fans. He tweeted out a link to an online survey with questions like how you, as a fan stan, first heard about Eminem, if you consider yourselves a stan, if you collect his merch, if you write fan fiction, and if you've ever been to Detroit. So he could be doing a search for his biggest stan. He could be trying to warn his people.
To me, this is genius. You're finding all the stalker types.
Right.
In one foul swoop.
He also asks for a one-minute video explaining why they're Eminem's biggest fan. So he's looking for his biggest stan. He says it's for a documentary. I'm going to say it's for his own safety, but maybe it is. Stan is, of course, a reference to his song from the year 2000 about an unhinged stalker fan. Stan did seem dangerous. Stan doesn't seem like a guy you want to... Stan got a little too close. So anyway, if you're a huge Eminem fan, Stan, then this is for you. But remember, they might send people to your house. That's all.
Oh, I love this song.
Not so bad.
You must not have got him.
Oh.
That's a good song.
Eminem. Asking his fans, like, just share your story. And also, let's get some video documentation of who you are.
Yeah. Send a headshot.
Yeah. I wonder if there's someone who's, like, torturing him and he's like, I think if we just ask everyone in the country to send us in their video, just like that they're the biggest fan, this guy will definitely respond and we can pin him down.
Yeah.
Let's do that. So supposedly he's got a documentary coming up about his stands. Maybe. One of the questions is, ever been to Detroit? Do you know where I live? Have you ever tried to... Apparently, isn't he the guy who has like a 12-foot wall that has like glass... broken glass shards sticking out of the top of it. Like, you can't climb over that thing. Like, they're cemented up there.
That sounds a little out there, but...
it does seem like the building commission,
right? Yeah. You do whatever you can to feel comfortable in your house.
Yes, yep. And it does come down to that. Maybe he's like, yeah, these people are sending their one-minute video and I'm forwarding that over to the security hut at the front of my castle wall. With the glass sticking up out of it. So there's that. Chairgate. Morgan Wallen. He threw a heavy outdoor chair off the top of a 6th floor bar on a main street in Nashville. It's one of those. It's like they're comparing it to Times Square in some of these stories. Like, really crowded. It landed right next to two cops. Could have easily killed someone. And now just the world is, it's like something happens and then like the world splits open and all their past videos start showing up and everybody's an expert on the velocity of chairs falling from the sky. Like things get out of control fast. So I'm just going to give you a couple of the latest. We don't have to spend all day on this. Headbutting seems dangerous to me. We were just talking about how football players, fully helmeted, sometimes will jump up and smack their heads together like, hey, that's fun. There's a video from 2019 that just emerged of Morgan Wallen challenging a guy to a headbutting contest while in a bar called Losers.
It's appropriate.
Which is, I mean, is that a good name for a bar? Or are you like kind of, are half the people like, I'm not going to go drink in a bar called Losers. And the other half are like, hey, I'm going to Losers. I mean, I feel like it's a place for me.
Some are at Cheers.
Some are at Cheers and some are at Losers. So... they're in this bar called Losers in 2019. And they're saying this is like a glimpse of what it's like to be around Morgan Wallen when he's drunk. And now, I see that you have a video here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that we can hear
No, you
on?
Can't hear. I mean, there's no audio for it. There is audio, but it's not worth playing. I'm just showing you what they're up to. They're not even really like banging heads. They're like forcing their heads against each other.
So,
no balance.
It shows a sleeveless Morgan Wallen. And I think it's like it was a flannel shirt with long sleeves at one point. And he's just, you know, the look. You've ripped the sleeves off your flannel shirt. So it's more like a kind of a button up vest. And he pushes his head pretty hard into another guy's before it gets broken up by the bouncer. A caption reads here, a throwback to 2019 when Morgan Wallen was challenging my friends to headbutting contests on the patio at Losers. Like, I don't know why this has to figure into the whole... I think this is just people are like, here's what it's like to be drunk around this guy, and that's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
In other news about Chairgate, tourists are like, take me up to the roof. I need to see these chairs.
Oh.
I want to see this.
Oh, boy.
I want to see the infamous chair. I want to see the chair. And there isn't actually much to see up there. There is. Here's the thing, though. One thing of note. All of the tables have four chairs. Except for that one table that only has three chairs. And it's... there it is.
Dumb.
Three chairs.
You know, I would never excuse this guy from throwing that off the building, but we have heard the tales, the mythical tales of rock and roll world tours from many of our greatest musicians.
Yes.
And throwing a chair is the least of the crap that they were up to.
You know, I do feel like on the grand scale of all the things that people can do that would get you in trouble, like throwing a... I mean, it is boneheaded. There's no question. Someone really could have gotten hurt.
Someone could have got right. But then there's the spaghetti incident.
Oh, yeah.
You can look that up.
So there's gross. There's the fish thing.
The fish, right. There's a lot thing. Of mythical...
terrible
and then
behavior.
There's the Beach Boys story.
Yeah, right.
Which has happened on her secret show. That's his...
yeah, my girlfriend when she was 14, she's got a story about the Beach Boys, which, you know, it's all right there in that sentence. So there's a legal expert who's chiming in here to say that he does not expect Morgan Wallen to get the full brunt of the law. Because here's the thing, there is... the risk alone is enough in Tennessee, apparently. Their laws are... everybody, you know, every state has its own... set of laws where somebody might just be like, you're an idiot who threw a chair off the top of a roof, but no one was hurt and everyone goes on with their lives. These guys are like, no, that's the risk is the thing. It's the threat of the risk.
You know, I will say this, though, and one of the reasons why they probably should just pursue it, and this is my personal story. I used to get in similar types of trouble, mostly because of partying and dumb crap I was up to.
Yeah.
And there is a point where you start to say to yourself, I don't want to be in trouble anymore. I don't want to deal
with this
crap
anymore. What's the common denominator in all of these?
The outside, like, yes, in that moment, whatever the surge of energy was that I needed to do this thing or that thing or go here or there, or whatever, that... you know, the reward was that everyone laughed and it was, you know, oh, fun was had by all.
Yeah.
But in the end, when I'm in trouble and I find myself months later at some court date, you're like, I give up. I surrender. I don't want to be in trouble anymore. It's not worth it. And so hopefully through running him through the system enough, we'll hopefully land him there. Maybe not.
Well, they don't expect him to get the full sentence. You know, he's apparently, you know, depending on what you read, he could be looking at 6 to 15 years for any one of these counts. And some places are saying far less. I don't really know. But they don't expect him to get off scot-free either. There's an attorney who's saying it's very serious because the officers could have been severely hurt. I don't see him going to jail for 2 years, but I also don't see him getting a completely probated sentence either, they say. They may want to have some degree of incarceration. This is, again, this is a lawyer, not his lawyer. This is a lawyer saying it's a really serious thing. It's the risk that's punishable in Tennessee, not what actually happened. So I don't know. Is this a slap on the wrist? Is it more? It's not for us to decide. I guess we'll find out when.
And hopefully it gets him to look in the mirror a little bit.
For some people, drinking, it doesn't work. Find something else.
Yeah, and it's for me, it was never anything like that. But here's an open container ticket. Here's a minor in possession. Here's a... and eventually you just start going, this is so lame.
I'm always in the process.
I got to deal with another thing instead
of being out
surfing.
I've painted this Y 10 times.
Yep. Yes.
Winona Judd has a daughter. I did not know this. I knew that Winona Judd was Naomi Judd's daughter and the sister of Ashley Judd, but I did not know that Winona Judd had a daughter. And apparently, this daughter is always in trouble.
Mm.
She's 27, and her name is Grace Kelly. I like Princess Grace.
Judd. Grace Kelly Judd.
No, just Grace Kelly. It's possible that the father's last name is Kelly.
Oh, okay.
So Winona Judd, the country singer, has a 27-year-old daughter named Grace Kelly, who was arrested Friday for flashing people at an intersection near Montgomery, Alabama.
What's wrong with that?
I can't think of one thing. Police say she was showing not just the Judd jugs, but the Judd lower stuff.
No.
Well, there isn't a cute little rhyme for that one.
Is that illegal?
You know, I think that being naked in public, top or bottom, is actually mostly not allowed. Isn't that called indecent exposure?
So she's ugly is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Actually, I haven't seen her.
Oh.
Just reading
you haven't seen her?
No, I'm just reading the story.
Oh.
Police say she was flashing her bodacious tatas. And I don't know if they're bodacious either. Actually, she was just, pulling up her shirt and pulling out her pants, all the stuff. And then she refused to comply or tell them her name. They didn't know her name was Grace Kelly.
Man, Grace Kelly's hot.
Now, are you looking at Grace Kelly, the lady who married the Prince of Monaco or the King of Monaco or whatever? Like the old-timey actress?
Hot blonde chick? Oh, we found different Grace Kellys.
Yeah. This Grace Kelly spelled K-E-L-L-E-Y. And I think you need to put
E-Y.
Yeah, and you need to put Winona next to her.
Oh yeah, born in 1929.
Yeah, yeah.
Is my Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly is Princess Grace.
Oh, my Grace Kelly's dead.
Yeah.
Nah.
She died in a car accident in the 60s or something.
She lived to be 82.
Oh. Did she really?
I have my own Grace Kelly here. She does not look like the one Bryn's showing us. She's a hot blonde and she lived from 29 to 82.
Arch Kelly.
She lived till 82. Got it. All right. What did you say?
Ex-husband Arch Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly she was married to?
R. Kelly gets into the picture somehow. What?
Weird. So anyway, she likes being naked. She's cute enough, I guess. I don't know. She doesn't look like Grace Kelly, the princess. She exposed her lower body, her upper body, and she's due in court today, facing just misdemeanor charges for indecent exposure. The problem is, and obstructing government operations. I guess, whatever. Maybe everyone was just too distracted to cast a vote on something. Grace has a lot of legal issues, mainly drug stuff. She got arrested for meth in 2016, sentenced to 8 years in jail after leaving a rehab program and violating her probation in 2018. Looks like she got out early and wants to go back.
I'm looking at a picture of her. It looks like the arrest photo, her headshot. Does she have face tattoos?
She looks bruised up.
She looks beat up there.
She does have a face tattoo.
She's got something in one of those pictures. Yeah, she she cleans up nice. She looks like a Judd.
Wow, for a famous daughter, we only have really bad pictures of her. Like, I can't get a straight shot on this girl.
Well, she's a mess a lot of times.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, I see her in her pre-tattoo on the face days. I've seen worse face tattoos, though. Jelly roll, I'm looking at you.
Winona,
what happened to my face?
You know what happened. Winona, the mom.
You voluntarily and probably paid for someone to do that to you. That's what happened to your face.
They're everywhere.
Yep.
And they're horrible.
Yeah.
Are those tattoos? God, that's the funniest. So funny. What's that for again? When you remember one thing, you...
Uber.
Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm. Super likable guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jelly? I love him. I love his wife, too. You know, it's interesting that he comes up. I'm just going to say this really quickly. There's a lot of... everywhere you look these days, there's stories about people trying to put other people with Diddy and saying what happened to some of these kids, the Ushers and Justin Bieber's of the world who were, like, living at Camp Diddy and all this stuff. Jelly Roll tells his own story about how...
tattoos?
Yep. Jelly Roll tells his own story about how he was at one of the late night talk shows or something, like maybe Jimmy Fallon, not that long ago.
I did Kimmel the day Diddy did Kimmel. This is the first time in my career where they said, "Do you want to meet such and such?" And I said, "Yeah," and I started walking that way.
To Diddy.
And as I was getting down the hallway, this is a true story, I said, "Nah," and went and got back in the car. Just like, I don't know. It is just something, like, very seldom does things rub me in a way where I was like, I don't even know if that's a picture I want.
Hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he may have heard things. Who knows?
Maybe, but they say.
We've heard, you know, backstage, I've heard things and you go, what?
Oh,
and you don't know if they're just stupid rumors or real, but, you know, there's always kinds of weird, crazy stories. Maybe he heard something.
Maybe. If they say that that incident, they were both booked on Kimmel, I guess, was just a couple weeks before Cassie came out and said this happened and he settled the same day.
Oh.
It was not that long ago. Oy. So, I guess I'm out of time. We'll take a break here and come back with some more news. Vinny, what you got for us?
Well, OJ passed away and more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Sing it, Teddy. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Our little payback to you is that we've got so much stuff to give away this week. All this week. 705, 1105, 105, 305, and 505. That's a lot of chances. We've got code words we'll give you. You text them back to us at 20357. You've got a chance to win a pair of floor tickets to see Michael Franti and Spearhead. Michael's going to be on the show tomorrow, I think at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What?
That's right. August 24th, he's performing at the Fox Theater.
The Radio Alice Report.
He's in town and he's coming in?
No, he's going to be. He's wherever in the world Michael Franti is. He's on tour and we'll have him on the phone.
All right.
Just a quick chat, a quick catch up. It's been forever.
Right.
We're good at doing things quickly, too, so I'm sure that'll be fine.
Yeah, we're quick draw McGraw over here.
Right. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's the perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from the past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of Sarah and Vinny every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m.
Bonus!
Perfect day ahead.
Oh, I love to hear it. It looks gorgeous out.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
The 5-0 in the title of the 60s TV series, Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Refers to Hawaii being the 50th U.S. state. At the time, it had only been a state for 9 years.
Oh. That's amazing. What? That's not like a police call or something? Like
5-0.
Hey, Hawaii, we got a 5-0 down here on the 73.
No, I think when they say 5-0, I don't think they're using it complimentary.
What's your 10-20?
No, I think 5-0 is, yes, I think that's what kids say when they see a cop and there's trouble.
They go, it's 5-0.
5-0!
Yeah.
We used to yell dad, like at a party or whatever.
We said chips.
We didn't
say that.
Chips?
Yeah.
Chips. Oh, like the chips.
California Highway Patrol.
I see.
In Boston. When police showed up, you yelled chips?
Yeah, we'd yell chips because that was what the state troopers looked like to us. I'm just kidding. We didn't say that.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Because they weren't afraid of
police. We said stateies. Oh, no, stateies.
Yeah, right.
I can't tell if you're still joking. What
stateies,
are you?
Stateies, state police. The Massachusetts state police. We called them stateies.
She was like, can we get stickers, officer?
Do you have one of those star stickers for us?
Here's your fake badge, little lady.
Mm. Thank you. Put it right here.
Whoa.
Will that get me out of the ticket?
Whoa. Come on.
You guys, your reactions are just way out of, they're out of
They're
just out of sync. Like, I say something, it's like a mountain has fallen down.
Out of sync with what?
The world.
You had the policeman put the sticker on your woman area.
What are you talking about? No, I didn't. Right here on my shoulder.
Oh.
Come on.
And just did it again.
What are you talking about?
And then he let you go with a ticket?
No, I didn't get a ticket.
Exactly.
There's a cop a feel joke here somewhere, but I can't find it.
It's lost. Oh, you're always looking for a cop a feel. Like, laugh.
What?
Huh?
What?
Do you know? Oh my God. When I get in there.
What?
Why you?
I'll see you next week.
The United States Postal Service handles
40. Forget about that. I'm not worried about it at all. You'll have forgotten, I'll have forgotten.
You've known me a minute or two, haven't you? Mm-hmm. The United States Postal Service handles 44% of mail in the world.
Oh. Why? Is that
I guess because we're the only ones who still rely on mail?
Yeah, I love mail. junk mail.
As opposed to female?
Oh. That's funny.
Tupac's last words were, bleep you!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said to a cop who was trying to get him to tell him who shot him.
Yeah.
Who shot you, Tupac? Who did it?
You're dying. You should really say. Yeah,
I know that you saw him. Tell us. Bleep you. It's terrible.
Actually, bleep you, man. Like, you just... Well, snitching.
You know, crime doesn't pay.
Uh-uh.
That's my next story. I've got
Okay. All right. I was going to say, because that guy got away with it.
Police, let's see here. Oh, fudge. I'm way too far down.
Fudge.
Okay. 56-year-old Roger Foster lives in the Villages in Florida.
Okay.
But he was in Long Island, New York, on Monday when he got into a high-speed chase with the cops. They responded to a domestic incident after he allegedly went to his ex-wife's work and slashed her tires.
Oh.
He slashes her tires and takes off in his Chevy Malibu rental car, but the cops caught up with him. A helicopter joined the pursuit, and he drove back and forth on the highway for about 40 minutes, hitting speeds of over 100 miles per hour.
The old Chevy Malibu. I haven't heard that in a really long time. Malibu.
Well, the new ones aren't like the old ones, but apparently he could, you know. Anyway, there was nowhere to go, so apparently he decided to Thelma and Louise it.
Oh, no!
And drove off a 50-foot cliff.
Alone, police though. Say, no, Louise.
Right, he was alone. Police say he never hit the brakes or slowed down. He blew through a wood guardrail, ramped up a bluff, and went airborne. And lived.
Oh.
So he didn't get that right. His car landed in the Long Island Sound in about 4 feet of water, and he survived. Officers dove in and pulled him out. And he said, bleep you! No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's...
He said he was sore, but he didn't have any serious injuries. Looks like the airbag saved his life. They took him to the hospital to be checked out before booking him, Dano.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
No word yet what kind of charges he's facing.
Yeah,
but
what was the original problem?
He slashed his ex-wife's tires.
That's right. Okay. I forgot what he was on the run for. There was so much more excitement to that story.
Yeah.
You know, once it turned into a movie and he goes over the edge, I'm like, it almost doesn't matter what he did. But it does matter to someone.
I drive along our coastline a lot.
Oh, boy.
And there are a lot of cliffs. And I often not think like, oh, what if I... But I definitely look over the edges and think, oh, my gosh. You really have to regret that the second you leave the ledge, don't you? Yep. It's so high. Like, you would definitely be like, that was dumb.
It's just...
And then you have
no
way too long to think about it. Right?
No, exactly.
Oof.
Like, what
I wish
done?
I wouldn't
Damn
have done
it.
That.
All right, well, let me finish the chapter in this book.
Right. Ay, ay, ay.
I take more breaths.
I'm still falling.
And still fall. And still fall. Oh, here it comes. And
a splash. Our text number is 800-400-3697. There it is. 415 says, mess holes are weird.
Okay. That's,
no.
What is that about? Is that about
the
stadies?
No. Yeah, the stadies or the chips.
You don't know you're weird until you leave someplace.
Yeah,
it's almost
true.
Like you don't know your family's weird until you meet other people and their families.
It just doesn't sound like you guys had as many keg parties as we did or something. Because for us, it was when you yelled dad, everyone's instinct was save the beer.
Well, when
and
you
then
say
save yourself.
By everyone, you mean you.
No, I was. You think that I'm the only one of my people?
No, you, Billy, and Jason Cisco.
Yeah.
The three sober dudes. Although I don't think Cisco, I don't know. I think that's who was concerned. Everyone else was like, oh, God, my mom and dad will be so mad. They got the F out of there. You guys are like, throw it over the back. We'll bring it back out and start the party back up as soon as dad gets out of here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we lived in the sticks. There weren't that many house parties.
A lot of people are reporting in about the Cedars Hot Honey Hummus.
Oh,
including
yeah.
Someone from Whole Foods who says, we just got an order in. Come by.
The one, which one? The one in
San Rafael.
Oh. We have two Whole Foods in Mill Valley, and John goes to both of them every day trying to find this hot honey hummus from Cedar.
Sarah, of all the people judging a flasher.
Me?
I don't flash. You.
What are you talking about?
What are we talking about? You ruined Bryn's vacation.
Oh, my God. Jesus, back to this.
She did not ruin my vacation. She actually brightened it up like crazy.
And the video is just viral.
Oh my God, there's no video.
It'll last a lifetime.
Oh, you
little. I'm not sure about how Cameron feels about it, but you know.
Yeah, I probably definitely ruined your...
Talking about
inspiration.
Your
All right. Ugh.
415 says, Vin, you just should have reported the rental car stolen. Well, we were going to just, I wanted to just leave it, call from the hotel by the pool and be like, hey, we lost the key. Go pick that up with a tow truck.
Bring me my phone.
And keep the dumb
phone. And our
Who
sandals.
Even cares? Duh. Ruin the trip on the last day.
Oh,
so
you had a great trip. Other than that and the cold and... And this uncomfortable furniture.
The kids.
The kids are both the bright point and the downside, right, for sure. Yeah. There's no question.
Kids, they're just really everything, aren't they?
Yeah.
The best, the worst.
All of it.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Let's see. Lots of... Sorry, I'm just trying to get through some of the repeats about hummus. And some of the repeats about OJ, which there are a lot of.
Oh, what are people saying about that? By the way, in case you missed it, OJ Simpson died.
Nobody is saying anything other than it's just breaking news.
Letting us know. Got it.
Indian burritos, says 415. They're fully ripping off Blim's Vietnamese burritos.
Well,
I had Mexican burritos.
Oh, you had like a whole like side hustle Mexican restaurant.
I just really loved Mexican food. And then we did have Mexican fusion that would put carne asada in the pho.
Oh,
but
that actually sounds pretty good.
It was bomb. Mm. But then I had to wake up super early for this job. Couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it worked
out. This is the job, man.
408 says, hopefully OJ donates his brain to science.
Da-na-na-na.
Would be nice if he did something worthwhile.
Yeah.
Doubtful, though.
But maybe. I guess we'll find out in the next few days.
Did Sarah flash Kaya on the Zoom so she could get the same Hawaii treatment as Cameron?
Oh, that's a good idea, huh? Maybe I can just send a pic, Sarah, if you're done with that.
I'm not down with that.
Well, okay.
Thanks for asking, though.
That's a
really just like how long do you? I mean, is this just gonna be one of those things that I never get away from again? Like I make the mistake of wearing a swimsuit shirt that.
Is see-through
when it's wet. Like, I know, but
big surprise. It's
like
light blue.
One person saw it. One person. And he never doesn't bring it up. And then he tells the other guy who always brings everything up.
Yeah. I mean.
Who's that?
Yeah.
You weren't crying for attention, Sarah?
Yeah.
That's what
that's about. Yes, that's
John
me.
Has
I just
been turning you down lately.
To see my my area lie.
Well, they are
real
spectacular.
Lie. Yeah, was, sure. Yeah. Oh my god.
415 says, "You guys, the games needs the cameras. Have you seen Dibs? Hubba hubba.
Oh
Dibs.
They're hilarious. That's a, they're making a joke.
Are they or are they, is he hot?
Oh no, he's definitely hot. That's sure. That wasn't a joke at all. What am I talking about? Bring back the looking glass. Woo!
Go to the game.
Don't go to the game. Stay here.
Stay right.
Please
here.
Stay with us.
No, our game. I'm talking to you guys.
Go to that game. Go to this game.
Oh, that game.
All right. I guess we're playing this game again. This is called Finish That Lyric. And I have chosen, let's see, 6 songs here.
All right.
So you guys could tie it up, and I'll try to pull a last-minute tiebreaker if needed.
Okay, so you get to also pick who goes first. Because all the right. other person gets to steal if we don't get the lyrics.
Okay. We'll have Sarah go first.
Hold on 1 second. Is it me or is Bryn like super loud coming in?
Oh, am I super loud? Let me turn myself down.
No, it's not you. Because okay.
It's me. Oh, okay. Let's make it that one first, actually.
All right. There we go. Phew.
What I meant was
it's me. Okay, so who's... I'm sorry. Did you say who's going to guess first?
It's you.
Okay. Doesn't kill me, makes me want you more. Shape of your body, it's true. And that's a funk, and it's a blue.
Hold on. Did she say shape of your body?
She did.
Can you give me your...
I did say shape of your body.
Can you give me your lyrics, please?
It's you. Shape of your body, it's true. Something.
Okay.
Shape of your body, it's true. And that's a funk. Yeah, so do I win?
Yeah.
I got shape of your body.
She got most of it right.
What is it?
Shape of your body, it's blue.
Isn't blue the name of the song?
No, it's Cruel Summer.
No, it's Cruel Summer.
Oh, fudge.
I'm going to take the point. I'm just going to go ahead and take
give
it.
Give yourself 3/4 point.
No, so I'm taking the full
no.
point. I got
you. You didn't fully get it, though.
You it's you, just, shape you
fudged,
of your body.
You fudged the last part. We were trying not to go the...
Well, I should have just stopped at the part I knew.
Okay.
The end.
All right.
Okay.
Lesson learned. Okay, here we go. Next
Vinny.
Song here.
Vinny's first.
Vinny goes first. Here you go.
And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just...
I'm so glad this isn't mine.
I have listened to this song.
I know. And I cannot tell you what this line is.
Times. I've listened to this.
I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just...
I bet you so many people are screaming.
I know. I'm sure absolutely. They are. I'm telling you, I have listened to this at length with my kids repeatedly for months at the station. I got nothing. Zero.
All right, Sarah gets a chance to steal.
Well, I know what the melody is, but and then
of course you do. It's the same as the first part. So we got 0 points here.
0
huh?
points on that.
All right. Yeah. It's Can't Imagine How.
Can't imagine how you could be so okay. Never
guess you didn't. 0 points for you guys.
Yes, what losers. Oh my god.
Bunch of losers there.
A bunch of losers. All right, so I'm first on this one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this we're tied song. At zeros.
No, I have a point.
He had 3/4 point. All right.
No, I'm taking a full point. That's the end of the line.
3/4 point.
Shape of your body.
All right, here we go. This song's been around forever.
Did you did you try to make Memphis?
Oh, nope, that doesn't count. Nope, that doesn't count.
To the Milky Way. Tell me. I don't get it. Okay, go ahead, Vinny. You try and steal.
Can you give me the song again, please? Did you try to make a...
Yep.
Nope.
I think this is Goose Eggs again.
Oh, all right. I'll just give you the answer here. Come on, you guys knew that.
Well, I mean, sure, but no.
I was headed there. Jamaica.
All day long, I've been trying to remember all the lyrics from every song we play because I knew you were going to do this.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here you go. Here's the next song.
So Vinny's first on this one.
All right. This song has been around for a long time.
All right.
But new in this version.
Oh.
Same lyrics, though. This is the chorus. Should be... I'm not going to say what it should be. So I remember when we were driving
in your car. Speed so fast, I thought we were drunk. I thought I was drunk.
That's a no. Come on. Felt like I was drunk.
Yeah. Hold on. Speed so fast, I feel like I was drunk. I give that to him. That's one point right there.
I don't think that's a point. I yesterday said you instead
of me. Wait a minute.
And
you got a full point. Right, you only deserved a three-quarter. Are you kidding me?
Give him three-quarters then.
Well, then we both have
tied at three-quarters. All right. Great. You guys are tied at three-quarters.
All right.
Here's a famous song known as Clocks on this station.
Oh, I love Clocks.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Maren Morris's Clocks. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me? I'm losing my mind just a little.
Oh, it's too easy. Oh,
yeah,
way too easy. Man. Damn it.
She gets a point for that.
2-1.
Good job.
And is this the last one?
Yes.
Okay. Vinny, you can tie it up.
Oh, I have two more if you want to do two more.
Well, if we need a tiebreaker.
All right. Okay. Another old one here. We talked about this earlier. Beauty queen of only 18. She
had some trouble with herself. Again, I'm so glad this isn't mine. I just...
Nope, I don't have it.
Me either.
Nobody
and by a score of 2-1, Sarah
wait,
wins!
I need the line, what is it? Who's always there to help her? She always belonged to someone else. Oh boy, I was nowhere near.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miles and
good job, Sarah.
Oh, thanks.
Well done.
That's fun. I like that game. That's good. We'll just do that one from now on.
I got a lot of brushing up to do.
Oh, my God. Me too. I spent all morning trying to learn all the lyrics to every song that's ever been written. I don't know what happened. I don't know where the disconnect was. You feel so smart when you get one right, and then, like, so dumb when you're like, I've heard that song 30,000 times, and I do not know what the next line
is. For the record, in my defense... I would just like to say, and if you ever saw my band play live, you know this is true.
Mm-hmm.
I bring the lyrics up on the... I wrote them. These are songs I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And I still bring the paper version of the lyrics up on stage because I can't remember my own songs. So in my defense...
It's hard to remember lyrics.
Yep.
100. All right, have a great day, you guys. Guess what? The next time we see you...
Oh, thank God it's Friday.
It's going to be Friday. See you then.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.